Well, today New South Wales heads to the polls. Sarah Gerrathy is the ABC's state political reporter in New South Wales. I asked her how close she was expecting the election to be.
Well, look, Tom, the entire election campaign, the polls have been deadlocked pretty much at 50-50. So if that's any indicator, very close indeed. I think in the first few weeks of the campaign, we did see Michael Daly run a very strong campaign, particularly around the issue of the Sydney Football Stadium, which was being demolished. And probably he ran the stronger race in the first few weeks of the campaign. But really in the last week or so, the momentum shifted. He had hit a few hurdles. Some comments that he made back in September emerged about Asian immigrants, which didn't play well. And also during the last leaders debate, he did stumble on some key figures on education, which was one of Labor's main policies. So certainly he might have had the momentum for the first few weeks. This week wasn't a good one for him. The question, of course, is whether or not we'll see that actually make a difference, whether that's resonated and trickled down to voters yet, or whether they've just sort of taken the overarching messages of the campaign. And the other thing is, of course, on a Saturday morning like today, a lot of voters still walk in not having made up their mind. So federal factors could also be at play there. We've heard a lot from both sides about how concerned they are about how federal factors will play out. The Liberal Party is very worried about the brand damage that the instability in the federal coalition has had here in New South Wales. So for voters who may know nothing else, that could still be a factor. And I think it's difficult to quantify, actually, how much that will play out tonight.
When we look at the state, where do you think this will be won and lost?
Well, it's sort of a tale of two elections, actually, because there are a cluster of regional seats which the government is very concerned about holding at this election. There's a number on the North Coast in particular, Ballina, Lismore and the Tweed. As well as that, the coalition is quite concerned about the threat from the Shooters Party in Barwon, which has been really affected, of course, by the fish kills on the Darling River there. But there's also other seats which have bigger margins, which normally the coalition wouldn't necessarily be worried about, which the leaders have been spending a lot of time in this election campaign. So there's seats like Goulburn and Murray. And so really any of those seats could be a swing seat today. And of course, then you come to Sydney where there are two really ultra-marginal seats that we've heard a lot about in this campaign. Coogee, which Labor likes its chances of picking up, and East Hills, which is really sitting on a knife's edge and probably too close to call. But then there are also other seats which have really have larger margins of between 6 and 12%, but they're the ones that Labor really needs to win a few of in order to be in with a chance. And Penrith is one of those seats. It's held by a minister here, Stuart Ayres. Mm. And we've seen both leaders, they spent the last day of campaigning yesterday on the Friday in Penrith. So it shows that that seat really hasn't been decided. It sits on a nice edge despite being on a margin of more than 6%.
Sarah Gerrathy, the ABC state political reporter in New South Wales.